You're listening to Here and Now on AM 580. Joining me in the studio now are Jill Crandall and Pam Cruz from the local choral group Amasong. They're hosting the 11th Sister Singers Network National Women's Choral Festival happening at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts this week. So tell us a little bit about the event, Pam.
So this is an event that the Sister Singers Network puts on every 4 years, and the goal is to just get women singers and women female choruses from all over the country situated in one spot to sing for each other and with each other and just share some knowledge about choral music and kind of have a good time. And we were lucky enough to, we won the right to host it this year.
And by we, you mean
Amasong. Amasong. I'm sorry, yes.
And Jill, you are the director now of Amasong.
I am, fairly recently still.
So I guess for people who don't know about Amasong, tell us a little bit about the group.
Okay, so it's Amasong's full name. Help me here, Pam.
I will. Almost you have to enter the punctuation as you say.
Okay. Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist women's chorus.
Yep.
And the chorus has been around for how many
24
years?
24 years.
Yeah, we just figured out 1990 was the founding year, so...
Wow.
Wow, that means we have to do a 25 next year, doesn't
next
it?
Year.
And how many women do you have in the group?
It fluctuates by semester, of course, because people come and then go, and as time and energy permits. But we generally have between 40 and 50. It's been as many as
65 or 70, something like that.
Yeah, and I think the smallest it's ever been was about 28.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Going back to the Choral Festival, what can people expect?
You can expect for the public, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 nights of concerts. Wednesday night, we have a free opening concert in the Krannert Lobby at 7:30, and that will be with Emma's Revolution, who are just a duo. They're not a full chorus. But then on Thursday, we have one set of concerts. Friday and Saturday, we have 2 sets of concerts. So that's 5 complete sets of concert blocks, right? And, counting.
Right.
And it's all women's choruses. So the styles of music you're going to hear are going to vary. We've got everything from your Pitch Perfect style, you know, the movie Pitch Perfect style a cappella stuff. You'll hear some popular tunes. You'll hear some what people would consider traditional choral music, and you'll hear world music from all over, places like South Africa and the Georgian Republic. We're doing pieces from India and from Norway and Finland
Slovenia.
And Slovenia, plus some traditional American stuff. So it's just going to be a big ball of women's voices singing all kinds of music.
Well, I am also interested in this piece that's going to be performed on Saturday, the 26th, Lineage.
Yes, the network for every festival commissions a new piece of music, and there are a couple goals behind that. One of them is to help promote up-and-coming female composers.
Well, Jill, is there anything else you want to add about Amasong or this festival?
Well, about Amasong, we are always auditioning new choristers, so anyone, any woman, any woman in town. You don't have to be any particular orientation to be in Amasong. We welcome any woman who wants to sing with us. We do a lot of world music, mostly music by women, but not exclusively. Email me at director@amasong.org and get an audition time and come and join us because we're a fun group to be with.
And if people want more information about this event coming up or tickets, what should they do?
Tickets are available online on the Krannert website right now. And we have information available. Most of the information is available at sistersingers.net. You can go on Facebook and also look for our Sister Singers Facebook page, and there'll be information there.
That is the 11th Sister Singers Network National Women's Chorus Festival happening at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. It's running July 23rd through the 27th, so it's later on this week through the weekend. And joining me in the studio is the director of Amasong, Jill Crandall, and member Pam Cruz. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.